Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Peace and grace and the joy of the Lord be on your life today. No matter what situation you're in, whether it's you're doing good or you're being attacked, always continue to praise and worship the Lord in your good time and your so-called bad time. This morning in Matthew's Gospel chapter 15, I'm going to read a verse, verse 25. It said, "Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me." This text is about a woman who was crying out for mercy, who had a daughter vexed with the devil, and she had came and approached the disciples and approached the Lord, but he answered her not a word. Verse 23, and then he in verse 24, she cried out after him again, and he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the Bible said in our text, "Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me." Even when she worshiped, but he answered and said, "It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast to the dog." And she said, "The truth, Lord, yet the dog eat the crumb which fall from their master's table." She went to worship. This morning I want to talk to you about breakthrough worship by just spending time before God, just praising him and thanking him for who he is. For you know, he's the greatest. There in First Chronicles, chapter 29, verses 11 and 12, it called him the greatness, the power, the glory. He said all things belong to him. When you look at that text, it is so powerful. It gives you power to worship him, to see how great he is. It says, "Thine, O Lord," the 11th verse of 1 Chronicles 9, "is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou exalted his head above all. Both the riches and honor," verse 12, "come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and thy hand is power and might. In thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all." You can worship and praise God from them two verses. And 1 Chronicles 29, 11 and 12, it gives us so clearly how great God is. But this woman worshiped. She began to worship. She had prayed. She had asked. She had cried. She began to worship him and got her breakthrough. Jesus finally said he hadn't seen so great a faith and give her her request. Take time, my friend, to lift your hands toward heaven. Take time, my friend, to lift your hearts toward heaven. Take time, my friend, to lift your words toward heaven. All you have to break through the flesh first, because it seems like nothing is going on. But develop a life of worshiping and praising God. And I'm telling you, I think of another time in the Bible where a king was back against the wall, and he had five kings coming against him, and he prayed and didn't know what to do, and a prophet came along and told him what to do. He said, "Give praise and worship to God. Send out the praises." And when they praise and worship is a weapon for breakthrough. When they began to praise and worship him, he set ambush against their enemy. May all your enemies be ambushed by your worship and praise to God. I'm telling you, this is one of the most free things that you can have in your life, is to honor God with your lips, honor God with your heart, honor God with your mind, and honor him with all you have. I see you worshiping God. I bless you this morning that this will be a great day as you begin this day to look to him and give him the glory.